jungle room when I was walking in Memphis.
There we go, my God.
I was walking with my feet.
Ask and you shall receive here at Rosie on the House. Even if you didn't ask it, we'll find that need and fill it for you. So is this whoever you said, the original
the one?
Yep.
I only know it from the one, Lone Star, I think is the band.
Yeah.
That used to be on country all the time.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock, so we were talking last week with a gentleman from Ash Fork, and it was funny because I don't know if it was the connection or what, but our call screener heard it as warlock, and I thought, what? So I started looking it up, and sure enough, there is a plant warlock. So I was doing all this stuff, and he comes on, and he says something. I still can't understand that he's saying 4 o'clock, because apparently that's when it blooms. So we had to do a little bit of follow-up. I called Misty at Warner's Nursery,
okay,
and also Charlotte and Mortimer's in Prescott. Both of them have the 4 o'clock. It actually, Warner's grower in the Verde Valley, Verde River Growers, grows it for them, and they do sell it in Flagstaff, so he can go get it there, or he can drive down south to Prescott. Now, right now, Mortimer's only has it in seed, and it's really not something that it's more of an early spring plant for him, okay, to get started with. But once it's established, it is a very drought-tolerant plant and very good for the Ash Fork area, according to both Sharla and Misty from Warner's Nursery in Flagstaff and Mortimer's Nursery in Prescott.
There you go. We cover the state, man.
That's right.
We can get it all.
All over. David and Chandler, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
David.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, first of all. I had a question about ocotillos. I recently purchased an ocotillo from a big box store, planted in the ground, everything. It's been a few months, but how do I know that this, how do I know if it's still alive or if it's
wait a couple years?
Or I'm just wasting water on this.
You just wait and hope it doesn't. How much are you watering it?
In this heat, I pretty much water it almost about every other day, every day.
No. Stop. Time
really?
Out.
Okay.
Yeah, about once every couple of weeks. Just build a little well around it, a little basin around it, and just fill that up every couple of weeks. Give it about that much water. If you want to do anything at all, you can go out and squirt the top down, get the canes wet occasionally, maybe once a week, kind of pretend like it's raining.
Not they can the heat be the of the day.
Yeah, probably not. They're the darndest thing. I mean, you know, you go down southern Arizona, Mexico places, and you know, they take those things and break them off and stick them in the, you know, one branch at a time in the ground and make corrals and fences and stuff out of them. They just start growing. You buy one like that and you can plant it, and about every third or fourth one won't ever grow. So,
but that is the good news about it. If it doesn't live and it doesn't die, he does have the makings for a fence. An ocotillo fence is beautiful.
Well,
it may be a small fence.
But even ocotillos that aren't leafed out have a certain accent effect, and they won't be leafed out about half the year anyway. So, they leaf out when it rains. They leaf out in the warmer weather. When it's cold, they go dormant and lose their leaves. They come back out in the spring if we have a wet spring in the desert, and they bloom. So they're one of those that, you know, is not going to have leaves on it year round. They can just be kind of a tough one to get established sometimes. And it depends on how long they've been sitting there, bare root, out of the ground. You know, the way you get an ocotillo is, you know, a guy gets a permit, he goes out in the desert and he digs a whole bunch of them. He comes in with a truck and unloads it, and they may sit there for a couple of weeks or a month in 100-degree weather. Probably not the best thing in the world for them.
Speaking of going out and digging up stuff, saguaros are very, we were talking about things that can add value to your home. Saguaro's a pretty expensive plant, another desert hardy one that.
Yeah, and you can't just go dig them up.
You can't just get a permit and dig them
up. Well, you got to get a permit.
Okay.
Be careful if you're going to dig up a saguaro, though. They're really heavy.
They are. They are definitely.
Don't let
heavy.
It fall on you.
But I mean, the ones there used to be a plant or a guy that sold them on Grant. I mean, they're a couple thousand a piece.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're pricey, and you want to make sure they're done right and planted correctly. And they're probably, unless you're going to buy a small one in the nursery, a couple feet tall. After that, it's probably something you want to have somebody do for you. And that's one you want to make sure you put in the right place, because if they fall over, you don't want them falling on something.
And you have to orientate them in the same way that they grew,
should
right?
Be. They should be, yes. That'd be one question to ask. Did you mark
which
the side,
or...
the south or the north side, so we turn it the same way? Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, they have to mark it before they do right-of-ways and freeways and stuff like that? All market, they store them that way, and when you plant them, you have to plant them back reorientated to the
correct compass.
So.
That's correct.
John Jay, thanks a bunch for joining us this week and answering everybody's questions on the lawn and garden. Hey, folks, we're going to be moving inside the house here in the next hour, and I wanted y'all to know that if you know anyone that's in the market for first-time home buying, you need to let them know the 9 o'clock hour is going to be just especially for them. We've got a special expert guest in from Galaxy Lending Group here in the Phoenix area. We're going to be talking about what does it take for that first qualified home buy. I can certainly remember me and Jennifer's. Boy, that was a long time ago. Little house at 51st Avenue in Glendale. The 10 o'clock hour is going to be for anybody that's interested in refinancing or has been subject to a short sale or foreclosure. How do you get back in the game? We're going to be talking mortgages for the next 2 hours. If you know somebody that wants this information, call them now.
Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.